From the studios of Adventist World Radio in Pune.
From Adventist World Radio in Pune,
a warm welcome to you as you join us.
This is our International English Service.
In our program today, we bring inspirational music,
health talk on principles of life that are basic.
With more enjoyable music, you'll also hear God's word to enrich you spiritually. This is your host, Sharad.
And I'm Maureen, and you're listening to Adventist World Radio, the voice of hope.
Let's begin our program with a song.
Human tongue cannot describe, where the sun will no longer shine its light, where all heaven's glory be, and a sinner's eyes can see, and Jesus stands to welcome and me. Home where there's no sadness, home where there's no pain, sickness, death and sorrows, they will never come again. Home where I can walk and talk with Jesus all time, home where all the treasures will be mine.
All the former things have passed in that city, and the 12 gates open wide for you and me.
Home where all the treasures will be mine.
are listening to Adventist World Radio, the voice of hope from Pune, India. Dear friend, life's rich treasures such as health, happiness, and peace of mind are portrayed in our health talk in a new way.
Today's society has many problems. How can we cope up with them? How can we enjoy health and happiness each day in the face of these influences that bombard us continually?
It's time to hear a health talk. Stay with us.
Health Talk by Suniti Madhu. Title: Ringworm Cure. Ringworm can be cured at home using various natural remedies. Here is information on ringworm medication and natural remedies. Ringworm is nothing but a fungal infection which causes itchiness and pain around the affected part of the body. The ringworm symptoms are easy to identify as it causes itchiness and inflammation. This fungus spreads rapidly and is contagious. Hence, treatment for ringworm is of utmost importance. Here we will see more on natural ringworm cure and preventive measures for the same. Madhura Pandit says, the medication that works as over-the-counter ringworm treatment for humans are divided into three types. Tropical medications like clotrimazole, mycomnazole, tolneftit, or oral medications like itraconazole, ketoconazole, and terbinafine, or medicated shampoos which contain selenium sulfide, helps kill the ringworm spores and prevents the infection from spreading to other people. Apart from these, there are several natural remedies that help in complete ringworm cure. Let us take a look at it in detail. Treating ringworm with herbs. Herbs medication always pay better rewards than the commercial medications. They are known to provide instant relief since decades and mainly without any side effects. Some of the home remedies for ringworms are mentioned below. Number 1. Mustard seeds. Mustard seeds are one of the best home remedies for ringworm. You can blend these seeds into a fine thick paste by adding water. Once the paste is ready, clean up the ringworm patches properly with warm water and then apply and allow it to settle it for another half an hour. Once done, wash it clean with water. Second, turmeric. There are two ways in which turmeric could help you get rid of your infection. You could use some amount of turmeric powder and honey, form a paste and apply on the infected areas, or apply raw turmeric juice on the skin. Third, papaya. For another natural cure for ringworm, you could opt for raw papaya fruit. Slice the papaya into pieces and massage it over the infected patches, keeping it on for approximately 10 to 15 minutes. Wash it clean and dry the infected area, adhering to the tips mentioned in the earlier paragraphs. Tea tree oil. Tea tree oil is one of the most powerful antibiotics, and a combination of it with coconut or olive oil works wonders. In curing this fungal infection, mix 3 to 4 drops of tea tree oil to 9 to 10 drops of olive or coconut oil. Apply this mixture on the infected parts 2-3 times a day would prove beneficial. Prevention of ringworm. The following are some of the tips that you need to follow when you suffer from ringworm infection. It is very essential to take immediate treatment and consult a doctor for the best ringworm cure. though your body must have developed a resistance to antifungal medication, it is still advised to take over-the-counter medications to cure ringworm rash. Wash yourself properly when affected by this fungal infection. Cleaning and drying the infected area is a must. Avoid using the same towel that's used on the infected body parts. One has to keep in mind to change clothes daily and wear clean clothes every day. While changing, one has to be careful that the wound is not brushed through the affected area. After following all these, you also need to keep a track on whether the infection is healing. And if it does not, it's better to go for prescription drugs for the ringworm treatment. These remedies will prove beneficial only if you adhere to the points strictly. You could implement any one of these remedies and note the difference without any side effects for sure. Take care.
Thank you for a nice health talk. We are sure it was hope for the despondent, cheer for the sick, and rest for the weary. Keep listening to AWR. It will open the door to a new experience in your life.
To know more on our program, you are welcome to write to us on
Adventist World Radio, Post Box number 17, Pune 411001, Maharashtra, India.
You can also email us on AdventistMediaCenter@gmail.com.
You could also hear all our programs on our website. That's on awr.org/English program.
Before you hear God's Word, here's another song.
Nobody wanted him. Nobody cared. Nobody wanted him. No one shared in the promise he brought as a babe that night. Nobody cared. Nobody lauded him. Nobody sang. No crowds applauded him. No bells rang when he went to the desert to find and pray. Nobody, nobody, nobody cared. But oh, how the thousands came when the bread was multiplied. And oh, how the hosannas rang at their king's triumphal ride. As long as the miracles flowed like wine, they called him wonderful. They came to adore. Nobody wanted him.
Plug into Life, where you connect with the source.
Are you facing an impossibility in your life today? I love the story in Matthew 14 of Peter and the disciples, who, though experienced fishermen, ran out of expertise in a storm. Then Jesus just shows up walking on water, and Peter, who liked to be in control, said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And Jesus said, "Come," and Peter walked on the water. When we face the impossible, and we know that God is calling, remember this: whether it has to do with capabilities, open doors, or finances, God's will is God's bill. He makes it happen. So just get out of the boat and woohoo! He will enable you to walk on water.
For more insights and resources, plug into Jesus101Institute.org. That's Jesus101Institute.org.
Plug into life.
Time to hear God's word.
Dear listener, Jesus came into this world and accomplished many great and miraculous things. Yet his primary purpose was to dispel the spiritual darkness that shrouded the earth. He came to be light of the world. Dear listener, notice three great truths from the book of John chapter 9 verses 1 to 11 that reveal Jesus as the light of the world. Firstly, dear listener, the misery of the sightless man, the blind man, verse 1, his blindness. According to the scripture, this man was born blind. In my way of thinking, dear listener, blindness would be one of the most horrible and physical handicaps. To never see a sunset, the face of a child, or the face of a loved one would be a terrible thing, isn't it, dear listener? Yet this man had lived his entire life in the state of darkness. But there is a blindness that is far worse than having sightless eyes. It is far worse to be in spiritual darkness, and that is where the entire world, apart from Jesus, finds itself. If you have never received Jesus as your Savior, you are in deep spiritual darkness, but there is hope for your soul. There is hope for you, dear listener. Verses 2 and 3 talks about his birth, this man's birth. The scripture seems to indicate that not only was this man born blind, he was also in poverty. Many would say that this man would have been better off if he had never been born. However, Jesus felt otherwise. He told the disciples that God allowed this man's handicap so that the man could glorify God through his life. What a wonderful truth! People need to realize that God can take any life, regardless of how that life has been ruined by sin, and save it by his grace and turn it into a thing of endless blessing and joy. After all, our purpose is to fellowship with and give glory to God. My dear listener, Jesus specializes in salvaging old, wasted lives. Verse 8 talks about his begging. Because of his blindness, this man was unable to find employment. As a result, he was reduced to begging for food and money. How sad! This man was not rich, and it appears that even his parents were not interested in his well-being. This is a picture of absolute poverty. Jesus endured spiritual and physical poverty so that we might enjoy God's richest spiritual blessings. Secondly, dear listener, the ministry of Jesus. He was exposed to the light. When Jesus came along, this man's life was forever changed. First, Jesus healed him of his physical handicap. When the man went to Siloam and washed his eyes, he was healed of his blindness. Notice that when the people asked him what had happened, he never mentioned the spittle. Why not? Because he had not seen what Jesus had done. The man was blind. There is a lesson here for us. There are times when God is working in our lives, trying to bring us to him, Often we cannot see the Lord's work, and even after we are saved, we may never realize all the little things God did to bring us to the place of salvation. Dear listener, now notice the progression this man went through as the light began to dawn in his life. Verse 10 and 12, a man who is called Jesus. When the people asked this man who had healed him, all he knew was that it was a person named Jesus. It could have been any of a thousand men, but all he knew was that it was some person named Jesus. Verse 13 to 17 talks about he is a prophet. When the Pharisees heard of the miracle, they called the blind man to them and tried to figure out what had happened. Some of them were upset that Jesus had performed this miracle on the Sabbath. They concluded that if he had done something on the Sabbath that they considered to be work, he must be a sinner. They quizzed the man who had been blind, and he said that Jesus was a prophet. In other words, he is a man to be listened to. This man had listened to Jesus once, and that obedience had resulted in his healing. Therefore, he concluded that Jesus was worthy of being listened to. Verses 18 to 33 talks about he is the man of God. Dear listener, through the series of questions from the Pharisees and some pretty good preaching on the part of the man who had been blind, the man concluded that Jesus was the man of God. That is, he was a man to be followed. The man even asked Pharisees if they would want to be followers of Jesus too. He is the Son of God. Verses 34 to 38. Dear listener, finally Jesus came to the man personally. When he did, he revealed his true identity to him. At this point, the man confessed that Jesus was the Son of God, and he was gloriously saved. This man had progressed from seeing Jesus as one among many, one to be listened to, or one to be followed. He now saw Jesus as someone who was worthy of faith and worship. He saw Jesus for who he really was and truly was. He was expelled from the leaders. Verse 34. When this man refused to bow to the pressures from the religious leaders, he was cast out of their synagogue. Dear listener, he was excited about his new life. Verse 25 says, he was excited about his new life. This man was not a theologian, but he knew what he had happened, what had happened to him personally. He couldn't explain what had happened, but he knew that he had met someone who had the power to make an eternal difference in his life. When he looked at the where he had been and saw what Jesus had done in his life, he was more than a little excited. Thirdly, dear listener, the message of a supernatural miracle. Jesus is a shining light. When he walked upon this earth, Jesus was in the business of delivering men from darkness. May I say that he is still doing that today. He is still a shining light and a savior for all who will come to him. Dear listener, Jesus is a seeking light. After this man had been cast out by the Jews, Jesus went looking for him. This is why he came. He is still seeking souls to save. My dear listener, Jesus is a saving light. When this man bowed and received Jesus, I'm sure he forgot about his days of blindness and the pain of being removed from the synagogue. When he called out on the name of Jesus, he was received into the family from which he would never be removed. In conclusion, dear listener, let me say, when this man had gotten up that morning, he never expected that he would be healed and saved that day. I'm sure he planned to live that day like every day before, in the blackness of darkness. He did not realize that there was a man named Jesus who would drive the darkness from his life forever. My dear listener, many are in the same condition today. They are lost in the depths of great spiritual darkness, and they do not even realize that Jesus can set them free. The question is, which do you prefer, darkness or light? If you are tired of darkness, come to Jesus and step into the light of his glorious salvation. Dear listener, there are so many people today wonder what God's will is for their lives. Sometimes they look for big things, signs and supernatural events, but really God's will for us unfolds each and every day as we obey him and serve him with a thankful heart. May God bless you, dear listener, as you give your lives in Jesus' hand. Let's pray. Our gracious and loving and living Heavenly Father which art in heaven, we come to you for light because Jesus is light. Lord, we are in this sin-sick world spiritually blind and frail and weak in our faith. We look for strength, power and truth, the light that you came to share with us. Through thy Holy Spirit, may we accept Jesus as our Savior from sin and darkness of this world. You have called us to the light. May we come to you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
With this, we have almost come to the end of our program. To know more on God's Word, we would love to receive your letters on
Adventist World Radio, Post Box number 17, Pune 411001, Maharashtra, India.
You can also write to us on Adventist Media Center at gmail.com.
You may also follow all our programs on our website, that is awr.org/English program. This is your host, Sharad.
And I'm Maureen, signing off from Adventist World Radio.
Do join us again along with your family and friends.
Until then, we wish you good health and a happy home.
Goodbye and God bless you.